This right here is your Sacramento Real Estate Market Update, just like we do every Wednesday at 5:30. Let's get going. Welcome to Sacramento's number one YouTube channel for all real estate news regarding Sacramento and the surrounding areas. So if that's you, hit that subscribe button and that bell will bring you bi-weekly content. We also go live every Wednesday at 5:30. So tune in, let's get going, and let's talk a little Sacramento right now. Okay, how is everybody doing? Oh yeah, first huge announcement. We are actually now on Spotify, so I'm including a link down below for, so anyone out there want to listen to the podcast, we're also going to be putting on, or the video live on YouTube, we're actually going to be putting all the episodes on Spotify now, so if you want to, you can take a look at, listen to them. I'm going to be doing some kind of cool stuff as well, where every Friday I'm going to be releasing a 2022 preview, or kind of like a synopsis of the areas. Like I mentioned before, a lot of the videos people are doing or have been doing like 6 months ago to a year ago on the various areas, everything has changed in the Sacramento metro area. So I wanted to do something that was a little bit more updated on the areas. You know, places like Serrano, Folsom, Grant Bay, all these areas have kind of like changed, you know, price points, new schools and all that kind of stuff. So every Friday I'm going to release a new area. Last week I did Folsom. And this week I'm going to be doing maybe South Sacramento. It's an area that's been underlooked in for the first time home buyers. It's a really, really nice area. So you can catch that and you can catch all the area profiles and all the lives that I do on Wednesday on the Spotify channel. So click down below, subscribe. It would mean a lot as always. Okay, so let's get into it a little bit. First of all, the market is nuts. You know, it's just absolutely kind of crazy right now. It's still a huge seller's market. It doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon. Oh, and FYI, guys, if you guys do have questions, just let me know. I don't mind stopping to actually answer any questions you have about the market, new home communities, areas, communities, you name it. I'm usually all over the place, and I'm going to talk a little bit about being all over the place in a second. Also, guys, if you want to be alerted when we go live, we do text things. I know there's a lot of things popping up here, but we do text alerts as well when we go live. So if that's you, hit the text alerts. All right, let's get back on it. Okay, so Sacramento, as always, is going nuts. The market is crazy, and there are a lot of people looking to buy, but inventory is always, or not as always, is just super low right now. It's kind of on this like little decline where during this area, or during this time of the year, between January and March, we like to pad our inventory a little bit because we know spring rush is happening and summer rush is happening. The padding of inventory is not happening right now, and inventory is really, really low. Now, the crazy thing, though, is, and something to be aware of, and this is something that I mentioned before, actually, my last live, was the fact that if you're looking for, I don't want to call them deals because I don't think in this market you're going to get too many deals, but if you want to look for something that is really drastically overlooked, is everyone uses Zillow. But what we're seeing right now is a lot of people might be jumping in, making an aggressive offer on a house, and then all of a sudden they get the house and they're in contract, and then maybe a week later or 10 days later, or you know, 2 weeks later even, they fall out of contract. And so the house actually gets back on the market. Now, Zillow doesn't put them at the top of the feed. It actually buries them to the point of when they were actually listed. The MLS does the same thing. So a lot of people forget to look maybe three or four pages back on Zillow or in the MLS. And these back on the markets tend to be very ripe for the picking. The other thing too about the back on the market homes is that usually the person who's selling their home is already committed to the house that they're going to be moving into. And so they're very much ready to make a deal. They're ready to kind of just get going on it. So a lot of times what I've been doing is every morning, waking up, grabbing a cup of coffee and checking on the back on the markets. Those where I think are going to be one of some of the things that people completely overlook. And you know, what I've been seeing in my TC Mercedes, who's the best in the biz, she's been telling me, she works with a lot of the top producers in the Sacramento area, and she's been telling me left and right, we're getting a lot of cancellations of the contract. So if you are struggling on the market right now and you're thinking to yourself, okay, where should I be looking for the listings? Yes, Friday is the day all the new listings come out, but also don't forget these back on the markets or the ones who cancel or get out of contract. Those are also things that you should be looking at, or at least having your realtor take a quick gander at what's coming back on the market, because we're seeing a lot. And like I mentioned, the reason why is because people are kind of jumping the gun, going all in for these houses, and then they get them, right? And then they're like, well, I got the house I wanted. Sweet. The house is mine. Oh man, did I ever pay for it? Oh man, I'm not even sure if I really want the house. You know what? I think I jumped the gun, the bidding, you know, all the bidding and the all that kind of stuff got a little ahead of me. And now, you know, I just don't want to pay that for that house. and I want to back off. So you're seeing a lot of that hit the market as well. So I would just say keep alert. And that's what one of the things that I'm seeing right now. Now, I also want to break down a little bit. I've gotten a few comments from people saying, hey, Mark, you know, you talk about the Sacramento metro area, but certain areas like Elk Grove, well, it's its own thing, or Serrano, El Dorado Hills is its own thing, another county. Now, how I base my Sacramento metro is a little bit different than most. For the most part, how I see it is that I look at the calls I get from people who are looking for specific areas that I'm showing. Normally, if someone's looking to be in the Sacramento metro area, I get confined between certain areas that I'm showing, right? I mean, now and again, I'll find someone who maybe is looking for like 450 or under, and maybe we have to go to like Yuba Sutter. Maybe we have to go a little bit outside the border of the Sacramento metro area. But I kind of want to run through, at least for me, how I judge the Sacramento metro area. And like I said, guys, also, we're here for questions. So if you guys have any about the market in general, let me know. For example, today I was in Roseville. I was in Rockland. I was in Fair Oaks. And after this is done, I'm going over to Gold River. So I'm everywhere around in this real estate market. So if you guys want to know about a certain neighborhood, place, or whatnot, let me know. And the funniest thing is the vlogs that I release also on Sunday tend to be just because I'm in a really cool area and I want to showcase a part of Sacramento that you might never have heard of. So it's really, really nice. Kathleen, how are you doing? Kathleen's my eyes and ears as well. And feel free, guys, ask your questions. Okay, let's get going on. Should you wait or not? And let's talk a little Sacramento. Okay, so here's the Sacramento area, and this is Sacramento County in general. Now you can see Carmichael, Fair Oaks, Florin, Elk Grove, and all this stuff. Now, Sacramento in general, I get a lot of calls from people here. Harold, not so much. Wilton, not so much. Rancho Marietta, yes. But for the most part, when people talk Sacramento metro area, when I'm showing people, it's usually, I would say, that right there. So that's what kind of I look like in the Sacramento metro area. Now, one of the things I do like about the Sacramento metro area in general is we're on SMUD. SMUD tends to be a lot cheaper than PG&E and even cheaper than Roseville Electric. But okay, so this is Sacramento County in a nutshell. And these are the areas that if you're working with me, we can go take a look at. Some of the areas I get asked about and some of the areas I'm always driving through. So now let's look over at Placer. All right. So I think here is Placer. Now with Placer goes all the way over, as you can see this, it goes wide all the way over even to part of Tahoe. But the Placer that I kind of work with right here is kind of like this. I guess you could say like this. Roseville, Rockland, Newcastle, Auburn. Don't really go much further than Auburn. Go cool a little bit. But for that's the kind of stuff you're looking at right now for Placer. And this is kind of what people, I think, consider the Sacramento metro area. I think you can get a little bit too wide and all that stuff. So that's kind of what I'm looking like if I'm thinking like the Placer area. You know, you're going to have Roseville, Rockland, two sister communities too. They're absolutely growing crazy. Newcastle, which I do think is overlooked a little bit. Now, here's some kind of cool news too. Black Pines. Okay, so some people might have heard of like Loomis. Loomis is a community in Placer. Let me see if I can actually pull this up a little bit. Hold on. Okay, so Loomis is a really, really gorgeous community. And let me see if I can pull it up. My sense of direction with this thing is a little off. All right. Loomis, for the most part, is a great pocket of area, like a pocket of houses. It's got that Hallmark feel to it. And what I heard through the grapevine is that there is going to be a new home community building in Loomis. Let me see if I can get this. I'm not even going to try anymore. Okay, so there's going to be a new home community being built in Loomis by Black Pines. Now, these aren't going to be your typical stuff because Black Pines is built what's called in Rockland. They have little patio kind of homes, which are nice homes. Don't get me wrong. I think they're beautiful homes. They also build in East Sacramento, which are a little bit more kind of like, you know, East Sacramento-ish kind of style homes, Tudor-ish elevations and everything too. Now, what they're going to be building in Loomis, and this is Black Pines community, is going to be more estate style homes with a lot of square footage on the homes. And they're going to be on pieces of nice chunks of land. Now this Loomis community should be popping its head in 2022. So I'm super excited about this Loomis community of Black Pines. And I'm, you know, Loomis hasn't built a lot There haven't been a lot of builders going to Loomis, but Loomis was kind of Grant Bay before Grant Bay was Grant Bay. Loomis was that spot where a lot of people built there. There are some gorgeous houses in Loomis. It's like the Hallmark Channel. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I cannot wait for what Black Pines is going to be doing in Loomis, because I do think that everywhere that Black Pines has gone, they've kind of created a different, like each community they've done has been completely different. Rockland, more patio homes, East Sacramento, a little bit more flows in with East Sacramento. They tend to build homes that work with like the scenery that they're building to. So East Sacramento, Sutter Park out there, like Black Pines, the homes look very East Sacramento-ish. You know, you got the Tudors, you got all that kind of stuff, and all the elevations are really nice. In Loomis, they're going to create these really, really nice estate homes. So if you're someone who's thinking to yourself, you know what, I want a lot of square footage, I want a nice piece of land, this community that they're coming out with, Black Pines, is going to be stellar. I talked to actually the vice president of consumer relations, Lily, at Black Pines, and she was super excited about the communities that they're going to be building in 2022 in Loomis, and then the second one that they're going to be building in West Sacramento. Now, one of the things that you're going to see too in West Sacramento is, and I think this is West Sac. Hold on. One thing you're going to notice in West Sacramento is, and this is Yolo County. I think we're in Yolo here. Is for the most part that in West Sacramento, for me, I usually cover, in Yolo County, I usually cover West Sacramento. And there haven't been too many builders that have kind of caught my eye. You have the Tides over there. You have LGI. You have, what is it? River Chase over there. There's been some nice builders. I think Richmond American started to build there maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. So you do have some builders that are out there. But none of the real heavy, heavy hitters have kind of gone out to West Sacramento. So it's going to be interesting to see what Black Pines is going to bring to West Sacramento. I've always thought West Sacramento was one of those spots that is going to develop crazy because it's so close to downtown Sacramento. The only thing about West Sac is the fact that Southport, and that's the area where everyone lives in out there, is a little bit like you're driving out there, you got a little country vibe. It feels a little isolated. They do have Nugget, they do have a Target, they have all that stuff, but it does feel a little isolated. Now, if you're a 9-to-5er, the traffic can be a little bit of a bear on Jefferson, but I've always loved the West Sacramento vibe. I'm a Bay Area. I was raised in the Bay Area, so I like a little bit of a cooler climate. And West Sac, I went to some of these houses with roof decks, and I mean, the breeze there was beautiful, sunsets, sunrises, really gorgeous place to live. So I'm excited to see that Black Pines is going to West Sacramento next, because I do think you're going to see a lot of other builders, maybe Taylor as well, heading that way. And I'm really, really excited. All right. Can you suggest a new development, some build quality and views similar to Toll Brothers Skyline in Rockland? Okay, that's a tough one. I would say in Rockland, if you're looking specifically in Rockland, I would say that Toll Brothers is pretty kind of it, unless you scooch over to Whitney Ranch and then you're looking at JMC and Tim Lewis. I don't know if Tim Lewis has any more view lots. I think JMC does. The price point on the JMC homes is probably out the door about 1.3 on the largest one, I think 1.3, 1.4, something like that. So they are competitive with Toll Brothers Skyline. Okay, so the difference here though is you got Whitney Ranch, which is where JMC and Tim Lewis are. You have an $80 HOA, you have a clubhouse, and it's really, really a nice kind of area. Whitney Ranch is actually one of my favorite communities because they're kind of up on a ridge, but there's different style of houses. Everything there is new. $80 HOA, and if you got a view lot, you're not going to be complaining at all. That area is just super nice. So I would say maybe if you're looking for something competitive with Toll Brothers, even though in my opinion, I do think Toll Brothers is just, it's hard to compete with Toll Brothers as far as build. I'll say if we're looking for maybe build quality second place, I guess you could say, I would say that Tim Lewis is pretty good. They've always been, kind of like one of the luxury builders in the Sacramento metro area. They've always produced gorgeous homes. So I'd say Tim Lewis. JMC, I think they do good standard upgrades, and I think that you're going to get a really nice square footage in their homes. I think the JMC probably builds the best next gen kind of suite or kind of second home that I've seen, even including Toll Brothers. So I'd say JMC, there would be good. Okay, so that's Rockland itself. So I'd say if we move over to Roseville, I do think Taylor Morrison is going to release a community veil, and I think their low square footage is like 3,500 square feet. Don't quote me because I've been seeing different things, but I would say if you're looking Roseville, you're looking Taylor Morrison, probably in the West Roseville area. Vail is a community like the ski resort Vail. So I'd say that that's going to be probably like give you some of the bigger homes, and that in Roseville is going to be, like I said, I don't think they're going to be competing against Toll Brothers, because if you've ever walked in Toll Brothers, like, you know, and I got no affiliation with Toll Brothers, it's just hard to go to Toll Brothers and then go to any other builder. I've walked in client, and I always tell them, let's go see Toll Brothers last, right? Because once you go to Toll Brothers, it's hard to go to any other community, because Toll Brothers the model homes at Toll Brothers are just crazy. So, you know, yeah, I'll see what's up. Okay, so hey, hold on. I got more for you, though. I got more coffee in me, so I'm going to give you some more good communities. So if you're looking for views, in my opinion also, that's Rockland. Roseville, that's what you're looking at. I would say then Folsom, you're looking at the new home company, Gold Hill. I think that's super competitive. I think, though, if you're thinking about like Serrano, that whole area, I think Tri Point has patio homes that are nice and you can get them under a mill. I think if you're talking Bass Lake-ish, you know, you're going to go with like Lennar. Lennar's got some new homes up there. I've just been never really too like, I don't think Lennar can compete with Toll Brothers. I don't think anyone can, but I don't think Lennar can compete with Toll Brothers. I think if you wanted something Toll Brothers-esque, you know, because here's the thing. There's only a few builders that actually build with certain upgrades that Toll Brothers does, right? GMC does. New Home Company does as well. But the semi-textured walls, that's a hard thing to come across with some of the builders. And I'll tell you too, if anyone competes with Toll Brothers, usually they have either the option or the models are like the semi-textured walls, smooth, but a little light texture. That's kind of like the thing that shows me at least that it's a step up. And Tim Lewis, I think, has that. I think GMC has that. I think New Home Company has that. And I think Toll Brothers has that. And that's kind of one of the things, at least for me, that tells me like what level of upgrades and what level of builder there is. I also think the flooring is a good tell. I think that those things are really, really nice. But yeah, if you're looking for someone to compete with Toll Brothers, I would say, you know, straight up Folsom, Gold Hill. I mean, it's pretty solid. You got amazing views. You're in Folsom. I'd say one of the benefits to being in Folsom as opposed to Rockland is Folsom, like, you're 5 minutes away to Costco, 5 minutes away to Lifetime Fitness or Lifetime Sports. I would say you're 5 minutes to the Palladio as well. And you got like great shopping, you got like great food and all that kind of stuff. I don't think not at the level of the Galleria, but I still think Folsom has that. And you have an interesting area in Folsom Ranch that's developing. So you're going to see more stores and everything pop into Folsom Ranch as well. Skyline, I love it. I think Skyline is gorgeous. I think the exclusivity of Skyline when you're driving up the hill and you see all those big estates on the hill, I think it's great. The only takeaway from Skyline that I would say, and I don't mean to poo-poo anyone on Skyline because I think it's absolutely gorgeous, is number one is that I do think that other than that top row of houses that Skyline is building that are just million-plus houses, I think the houses that you're going to run into on the way up don't really hold the price point as much as the ones at the Toll Brothers level. So I think when you're driving up, you're going to see more of like, and it's a normal neighborhood. I live in a normal neighborhood. So it's a normal neighborhood, but then you're like normal neighborhood. And then like, you know, $2 million row of houses. So it just doesn't, the placement of Skyline, as much as I love it, isn't like where Oak Crest was. And Oak Crest was the first community that came out by Toll Brothers. And that was actually in Whitney Oaks. And that was alongside Whitney Oaks, which has been, you know, a long, long time. Whitney Oaks has always been that. It's kind of the Serrano competitor in Rockland. And so the houses in Whitney Oaks have always been like million plus houses. So that's the thing I like a little bit about Whitney Oaks and compared to the Skyline. But those views in Skyline, if you can get a view lot, if you can get that area, I don't know. Toll Brothers, I think Toll Brothers is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime buy. I think once you get Toll Brothers, it's hard to buy anything else or look at anything else. So I know this is a little long-winded, but I wanted to give you a full answer on that. Where in Loomis are they building? Now, this is the thing that's so funny is I've been looking at tax records to find out where Black Pines is building. Here's the thing that I was told by a salesperson there that I will remain, you know, quiet about. He said the houses were going to be somewhat close to, like, they were going to be big, big houses. We're talking like 6,000 square foot plus. I haven't seen any floor plans. I don't know exactly where they're building, but I did talk to Then I talked to the VP of customer service, and she was telling me exactly kind of the same thing. The Loomis is going to be a really amazing community. And I actually got really good with her, and I told her about YouTube and all that stuff. So truthfully, I'll probably be bringing you the news of Loomis's or Black Pines and Loomis probably even before Black Pines does. So stay tuned. I'll let you guys know. But I'm really excited about this Black Pine community because, like I said before, if you look at Black Pines, they're different than a lot of builders too. Like, love them or hate them, and I'm not going to say yes or no. I think that Black Pines, when they do a community, they really try to mesh with the areas. And so, you know, if you look at their communities in Rockland compared to East Sac, if you see the like the elevation, and for a lot of people who don't know the new home game, elevation is what's called the facade outside. So like, it doesn't mean how high a new home is. It's basically, elevation is a word that they probably shouldn't have used or coined for this, but it's basically the facade of the house. So some of them will have like, you know, Spanish style facade. Some of them will be a Tuscan. Some will be, it'll be a what's called a craftsman. So those are what they call elevation. So if you go to a new home and they're like, yeah, you know, you have to choose your elevation, don't think they're talking about height. They're talking about how the home looks outside. And Black Pines has delivered some really, really nice elevations. And they blend really good with the scenery. I mean, Black Pines has actually shown that they can blend with Rockland with a simple patio home and then switch gears and create something like Sutter Park, which if you haven't gone down there, it's absolutely beautiful and one of like the top like looked for areas in the East Sacramento area in Curtis Park. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious what they're going to do with Loomis. And I think if there's a lot of people out there who love the Hallmark Channel like me, I think Loomis could be a spot, you know, that could be just developing with new homes. Loomis has a lot of land out there as well. So I think, you know, it's going to be fun to see what kind of homes they develop out there. And I've been told they're going to be estate homes. State homes for me mean like, you know, 5,000-6,000 square feet. So I'm kind of curious to see what we're going to see out there. All right, guys, we're doing our live again. Hit that like button. Hit it. If you can, share the video too. And if you aren't subscribed to the channel, subscribe. We go live every Wednesday at 5:30 and on Monday at 5:30 to talk a little bit more general real estate. And we'd love for you to participate, ask your questions about the market. The market is nuts. Like I mentioned before, it's just, you know, crazy. And, it, you know, I wish I could give people good news or tell you when the interest rates are going to get better or inventory is going to get back on the market. But at least right now, the way I'm looking at it is that I don't see it happening in the next few months. And here's for me. I mean, I got a lot of buyers that are looking to jump into homes. So that for me, this market does not work at all for a lot of the realtors out there. We don't really like it. And so, you know, right now what we're seeing is that it's still a seller's market. We are hoping to get a little bit more inventory back. It has not come back. And so, you know, just understand that when you guys are out here looking in springtime or summertime, it could potentially be worse for you. And the reason why is because so many people were selling their houses, not so many people, but all the realtors out there were calling people during dinner time, telling them they could get their house for $1 million out there. And a lot of people were jumping into it and selling their homes. So now what you have is a lot of people that, you know, probably still want to sell their home and they're going to go to usual cycle. But here's the thing though, think about this. You have a home, right? And you're sitting in it in Sacramento. It's a $700,000 home. It used to be worth $500,000. And you're sitting near a home and you're saying to yourself, okay, look, I still owe about $300,000 on my home. So if I sell it, I'm going to cash out, you know, $400,000. And I still owe $300,000. So I'm going to take this $400,000. And if I'm going to make the move, I want to upgrade. So let's say I want to look at $1 million home. So now I'm going to take this $400,000, dump it into $1 million home, but interest rates are going up. Like, why am I doing that to myself? Now I'm going to put $400,000. Then I'm going to basically buy $1 million home. Interest rates are going up. So in my opinion, I think that's kind of why you're seeing a lot of people stay put, because the market is nuts. And if you do sell your house for an amazing amount of money, you still have to jump into this crazy market. And with interest rates going up, unless you're a complete cash buyer, this market is just not a great market for you. I'm working with some cash buyers too. And still, you know, it's still, you know, the red carpet isn't being rolled out as much as it normally has been as well because of the competition. A lot of people who are selling their homes too, unless they feel the huge press of closing a deal, they don't, really don't mind waiting a couple more weeks if they can cash out on $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 more for someone who's going conventional and could basically convince them that they'll be able to close. So that's kind of what we're seeing. All right. Thanks, Mark. I'll reach out to you when it's time to move forward with a viewable new home. Absolutely. And hopefully by then, too, we're going to see some other new home communities. I mean, I've been hearing rumblings of LGI going to Lincoln. I think Lincoln, we're going to be seeing so much building in Lincoln. I think Rockland is going to calm down just a little bit. Although I will tell you one thing, in Toll Brothers, if you go to Skyline, you're going to see there is kind of land behind Skyline. So I'm kind of curious to see what that land is going to develop. It was actually purchased by a developer. So I have no idea behind Skyline what they're going to build there. But my guess is they're probably going to build some homes in Rockland as well. Although there isn't too much land in Rockland. I think in West Roseville, you're going to see a whole lot more building too. I think that bridge between West Roseville and Antelope is going to be basically filled up with new homes. I think West Sacramento, you're going to see some more building. I think Elk Grove, like I said, you got Taylor going to be building there again. I think I heard Lennar is going to be busting open another community in Elk Grove as well. Natomas, they've kind of slowed down a little bit of the building in Natomas. So I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to happen in the next, like, you know, in the next couple of months, because I think with the medical school, I think it's going to be a crazy place to buy. All right. When buying a single family home, new construction, is the land on it an additional cost of the home's list price? Okay. This is where it gets really, really interesting. With some builders, yes. With some builders, no. I know that's like, you're like, oh, thanks. That didn't help me at all. But I really want to be transparent with you. With builders like Richmond American, they will always charge you a lot premium. Certain builders will charge for lot premiums, certain builders won't. Now, another thing to consider as well is, like, for example, like Crestley, right? They already started the build process of a lot of their homes. So their house price includes like upgrades, includes land, includes solar. It's basically like they're like, you can pick maybe 10 to 15% of the final upgrades, but this thing's gonna be ready in 4 months. So it also depends on what part of the cycle you get in on. So I know a lot of the companies do. I know Lennar charges a premium in most of the communities. Taylor, I don't believe, I think they do on some of them if a lot's extra large. Kahov does, who else? I don't think KB does. I don't think DR Horton does. But certain builders do, certain builders don't. Richmond, I know, is definitely the builder that charges for any single lot. So even if it's a tiny lot, they always carve out that land premium. And so you're always going to see that in Richmond American. So, you know, I would say, though, you have to kind of figure out what the premium is you're willing to spend on some of them. Like if you're going Toll Brothers, I've seen a lot of premiums at Toll Brothers go up to maybe like $400,000 just for the piece of land because it had gorgeous views. I would say right now, if you're looking at like Richmond American Stone Bluff over in Folsom, by having a lot, you're going to go up around 900 to a million probably at this point right now too for a lot that has a nice view. So the view lots are really, really probably the highest premiums you're going to pay on lots. Exercise lot also. Yeah, so I would say depending on which builder you're going with, there could be a lot premium. I would say at this point, maybe 75% of the builders do have lot premiums on at least 80% of their lots. You know, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to cash in right now. You have to understand right now, prior to COVID, new homes weren't something that you saw so much. You know, a lot of people weren't buying new homes because a lot of the people who were living in Sacramento and like moving around Sacramento were people who lived in Sacramento. And for the most part in Sacramento, new homes wasn't something that was very appealing. In fact, right now, if you ask a company let's say you go to a new home company, and you talk to the salesperson there and you say, hey, look, what type of people are you seeing coming in? Who are the people buying the new homes? You're going to probably see at least 65 to 70% of the people buying new homes are people coming in from the Bay Area or other areas, and they're just buying new homes. So now that there's a big push to move from like the Bay Area, Los Angeles, Portland, whatnot to Sacramento, new homes have become a lot more of the flavor of the day. So that's what you're seeing, right? New homes have never had such a spotlight on them as in right now. Why? Well, number one is because inventory is super low and, you know, it's just, it is the way it is. And if a person wants to move, they might want to go resale. They might want to have a backyard with a pool already landscaped and all that stuff. But, you know, they're looking at it and they're saying, look, I don't want to waive an appraisal. I don't want to have to, you know, compete. I don't want to do bids. I'd rather just walk into one of these new home companies, find the lot that I like. I might not get the backyard. It might be a little dense, but I'm okay with that. I'll get a new home and I'm good to go. And so what you're seeing right now is new homes have become basically just the thing. And with the new homes, you're seeing a lot of them now, kind of the Melrose is, you know, is out of control a little bit on some of these areas, especially in Elk Grove. Beforehand, you'd notice before COVID and before they became such like the flavor of the day, a lot of the builders would actually negotiate with you, tell you, hey, I'm going to get upgrades for you. You know, let's reduce the sale price and everything too. And now the only negotiation is if you can actually get a home, which is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit hard at this point. So I'd say like, you know, going on a tangent, I'm sorry, is that majority of the builders right now are going to charge you land premium with your house unless you're looking for a builder that has already factored it in with the solar and everything. Like the builders I'd look at if I wasn't going to deal with land premiums would be probably, depending on which area you're looking at, I would say like Crestley. I love Crestley, even though they only have a few homes left, the models included. Kahov doesn't have too much of a lot premium. I think it's like 2,000-3,000, something like that. Very, very low. And I still love them in Anatolia. I think they're really, really good. So I don't know. I'd say right now you're probably going to pay for land premiums, Melrose's HOA, and you're probably going to pay a premium for a lot of the upgrades on the homes because there is no inventory. All right, Laptop Sniffer, thank you very much. And I got to see you out here. My buddy Laptop Sniffer came out about a month ago. Man, time flies. So if you're in the neighborhood, man, I got some good stuff to show you. There are some crazy things happening in Sacramento. All right, I'm waiting for duplex prices to fall to pick up investment income properties. You know, duplexes are funny. Remember that whole, SB9, where you can actually build a duplex. What is it? Build a duplex. I think it's like, I don't know, SB9 kind of like, you know, too much work and not enough of this, but SB9 is something you should look into as well. I've been looking at a few duplexes myself for a couple clients, and I do think that you might see a lot more duplexes hit the market because of SB9, or at least that's what I've been seeing. In fact, some of the duplexes I've been looking at online, I think were actually renovated with SB9 on their brain. So I do think that it's going to be interesting to see. Why does Redfin lowball home price values? To get you to put your contact information in. Okay, now here's a big thing too. Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, all these sites are basically what I call catcher's mitts, right? They're there to basically get you to be so enticed for a home or whatnot that you're going to reach out to one of the agents that actually pay to be on the websites. Redfin is no different. They will grab your information. They will call you to no end. So it's crazy. So I would say that Redfin does it. I would say also look at a few different, websites to kind of gauge price. If you're going to be in that situation where for the most part, how can I say this? If you're going to be in the situation where you need a quick estimate and you're saying to yourself, where should I go? Redfin, Zillow, Realtor.com. What I normally do is this. If I'm like in the car and I can't really do a good CMA and someone's asking me what I think a price is going to be on a house, first of all, I tell them, look, let me actually get back to my office before I can get you a good CMA. But the truth of the matter is what you can do, what I've noticed is if you go to Realtor.com, Zillow, and you go to Redfin and get all the estimates together, you can get a kind of assessment on where it should be. You're going to know the top and the bottom, which is going to give you a little bit of an idea. And then what you do is you go to the history, and normally underneath on Redfin, Zillow, and Realtor.com, you're going to see what things have been selling in that area within like a quarter mile if they have them. And based on that, you can find a good price for square footage and everything. So that's what I would say. I mean, but Redfin, for the most part, all those websites are going to be enticing you to put your contact information. The only website that actually doesn't do that I really, really love is Movado. And I think that website is really, really slick. You don't have to deal with any of us calling you 24/7. So, you know, at least I like that website. That works for me. And next week I want to bring on someone who's going to be pretty interesting. He's going to be a guy that I talked to actually about credit repair, and he does a really good deep dive into credit, and he can actually help a lot of people. So if someone out there is thinking, look, I need to work on my credit in order to actually get qualified to buy a house, and I'm freaking out that interest rates are kind of going crazy and I want to get into a home, this guy can help you with that. So I want to bring on certain things that are going to help people who are looking to buy in the future, you know, get into the game, right? So this guy's really, really good. And I vetted him. I've been on like 2 or 3 Zoom calls with him, and he seems to be really good, and he knows what he's talking about. So I want to actually bring him on in the next couple of weeks and talk a little bit about credit repair and how, you know, the change in credit score is going to mean that your interest rate is going to be less, and how to keep going on that too. I mean, the truth is, if what's happening, everyone says once we combat inflation or hyperinflation, that rates could go down again. You kind of want to be ready too for if rates decrease. So it should be kind of interesting to see. All right, let's talk a little bit more real estate here. All right, so currently in Sacramento County, we have a whopping 656 listings in the market, which is super slow, which super low. And like anyone knows, I mean, inventory has been super, super, super low. And, you know, I would just say that if anyone is feeling that the market is not working for them, there's a lot of people feeling that way right now too. So I would just say, you know, just hang in there. You know, like for me, how I did mine was, and I was talking to a buddy of mine, Sabo, also, I told him straight up, I'm like, look, I went in there and I just went all over the agent. And like I do this for all my clients as well. You know, I'll call the agent over and over and over and over and over and create rapport. And then, you know, I did take it a little bit on the chin, or at least I felt it. At the end of the day, you know, I was happy with what I got. But at the same time, you have to understand that this market isn't a market that there's going to be too many people who are feeling like, not like they were just beat over the head when they get in the contract. You're going to have that feeling. You're going to have that feeling of, well, you know, maybe I overpaid, right? In this market, I think everyone's going to feel when they get in the contract that they overpaid. At the end of the day, you have to just kind of balance the overpaying with getting into contract and getting a house. No one can forecast what's going to happen in the real estate market. It could get better. It could get worse. The idea for you is like, what does your timeline look like? And remember, like I always tell people too, is the fact that like when my parents looked for a house or looking for a neighborhood, they're looking for a home, good community, good schools, and all this kind of stuff. And that stuff hasn't changed. I just think a lot of people, for the most part, forgot about that. See Zillow, see estimates. All of a sudden they see all these YouTube videos and they freak out. So I'm actually trying to get Sam Golovi, if he's watching and if he wants to jump in to talk a little real estate. He's got a little bit of a take on the whole thing about happening over there in Russia and Ukraine that I kind of want to talk to him a little bit about. I'm not sure if he's on. Sam, if you're listening, you want to jump in, just say, I want to jump in. I'll send you the link so you can jump in and do a little talking. Okay, so let's get going a little bit more as far as what I've been seeing on the market. Dun, dun, dun. Come on, Sam. Hold on. All right. Now, there's also been stuff out there that I really haven't been too pleased to see. Now, this is going to be something that's going to be kind of interesting to a lot of people. And, according to Redfin, the amount of off-market transactions in the U.S. has increased by 67% since 2019. New York City alone, over 20% of the homes that were sold in the third quarter of 2022 were pocket listings. The Wall Street Journal reported that in 2021 saw a total of 188 million of off-market sales in the city. Here's the thing that I want to tell you guys as well, too. And I'm seeing a lot representing a lot of buyers out there too. I see a lot of agents that are kind of working the whole double end, which I do think double ending a deal, and I had a big argument with a realtor too. I think it's not a good thing, right? I think that when you double end a deal, you don't represent your client the right way. And I'm not a huge fan of it, you know? So I do think that what you're noticing too is we're going to hit some areas where it's going to get really, really difficult, and there's going to be some like lines that need to be established going forward. Like in California right now, it's like a legal gray area as far as like pocket listings, as far as whisper listings, as far as, you know, coming soons and all this kind of stuff. So it's going to be something that I do think that in the future, it's got to be addressed, because I do think everyone should kind of get a fair shake in this market to be able to jump in to get that. I've seen a lot of things happen with NDAs, a lot of people double ending deals that for the most part, you know, people can reduce commissions to make sure their deal gets accepted. And I don't think you're doing the fiduciary responsibility to the seller in that, especially in the fact that you can probably use some offers to leverage other offers to get you, your client the most possible amount. So I do think we're going to see a lot of this stuff kind of happen as the market gets more desperate. And I think that it's a little sad to see, but for the most part, I think we're going to see some of that stuff. So like I said, guys, right now in Sacramento's market, it's not great. Inventory is super low. Interest rates are going up. Open houses are an all-time high. It's almost like you can't even find parking on the street. And I'll say for anyone out there who's looking, it's going to get a little bleak. It's going to get a little, you're probably going to get a little desperate. I would say what I always tell people, be specific about what you want. Don't just jump on anything that pops on the market, because I do think that if you find something and you just jump on it to get a house, as a transaction goes day, week, you're going to start to lose a little bit of your love for the house. And you're going to realize that maybe you jumped on it by mistake, and that's not a really good place to be in this market. So I'd say kind of know what you're looking for, have your pros and cons list, see what you like. That's what I did. I waited a long, long time for the house that I jumped in on, that I'm actually signing papers on tonight, to come on the market. And when I saw it, I knew I was going to take it a little bit on the chin, but I went for it because I know that this market is what it is. I knew, even as a realtor, even a person who knows a majority of the realtors in Sacramento, that I wasn't going to get a deal. So I knew I was going to take it a little bit on the chin, but do I regret my purchase? Absolutely not. Why? Because I know what I bought. I know what I wanted to buy, and I made it happen. And so, yeah, I paid a little bit more than I wanted to pay, but I think in this market, that's kind of the norm. So just, guys, hang in there a little bit. It can get a little desperate, but just hang in there. Just know what you want. Be aggressive. And you just have to understand that in this market, whoever wants it the most is probably going to end up getting it. All right, Renaissance Man, so required to tour homes now that COVID is over. Honestly, like, what you're going to notice is it's majority of the open houses you go to, you're probably going to see realtors without masks. I see a lot of realtors out there with, like, you know, holding open houses. It's nothing, you know, whatever. I wear a mask wherever I go. Now, the reason why I do it is, number one, my wife would not let me back into the house unless I did that. And number two is the fact that as a realtor, you know, I want to be respectful toward those clients I work for. Now, I don't want to make a person feel uncomfortable as well. So if someone's like without masks and everything like this, you know, I'm pretty much like, you know, I'm going to wear this, but, you know, it's for your protection, not mine. And you have to realize this too. I mean, as a realtor, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people every single day. I mean, you guys have seen the what I do and how I'm out there and everything too. I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, and during like the breaks of real estate, I'm also picking up my daughter at school, dropping her off and all this kind of stuff. So the idea for me is, one, I'm fully vaccinated, and just, you know, just to throw it out there. But number two is, I do believe it's like dressing up for your clients. You know, you have to understand that this isn't one of those things where it's balanced, right? Realtors are in the service industry. We work for the clients. Like, that's what we do. Like, our job, for either we're selling your house or finding your house, we work for you, and we should always take any precaution we should. And that's how I look at it myself. Now, everyone else is different. There's a lot of people out there who are different. And, you know, I'm not making any judgments on anything, but how I work myself is that if I was working with someone or showing someone a house and someone got sick because of me, I wouldn't feel good about it. So that's just myself, my own opinion, all that stuff. Like I said, on this podcast, I don't really like to go political, don't like to go religious, don't like to do anything. But I just also want to let anyone know that is thinking about reaching out to me or my team, you're going to see me in a mask. It's either going to be a black mask to match my shirt or a white mask, because it is so hot in Sacramento that my face will actually be sweating. So just understand that that's kind of how I roll. That's kind of how I am. And that's it, guys. Okay, if you guys have any more questions, let me know. If you don't, I'm probably going to get cut short today because I'm on my way to this house in Gold River. We are closing on tomorrow. My wife's super excited. My daughter is super excited as well. And we're on our way to sign and all that kind of fun stuff. And I'm excited, you know, and it's going to be fun. And even though I'm a realtor and I close a lot of deals, like, it's still awesome to run through the process. It gives me a new perspective on buyers and sellers. Although I do think that I take everyone's deal pretty seriously, so much so that I'm doing videos and I'm up at 6 a.m. and sweating it at 9 a.m. about offers we submit, but it's still pretty cool. Okay, so just, you'll have to complete the COVID PEED form and our open houses back to normal like before the pandemic? No. PEED forms you do not have to do, and you haven't had to do PEED forms for at least maybe 6 months, 7 months or something. I don't know. PEED forms have been something that, you know, have not been required or have not been actually, a lot of agents don't even care about PEED forms anymore at this point. And that's just kind of how it's been. Yeah. So just a heads up out there too. That's kind of what you're looking at. Open houses, it might shock you too. You might walk into a house and you might see an agent there without a mask greeting you. Hey, how's it going? That's just kind of what you're looking at in the open houses right now. So just, you know, giving you a heads up, that's kind of probably what you're going to walk into. So, you know, good or bad or indifferent, that's probably what to expect. All right, Nicholas, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm, like I said, super excited. And even though I'm a realtor and even though I work with tons of buyers getting minimum homes and tons of people selling their homes, the process still is something I very much revere. And it's just, you know, still nerve-wracking experience, moving and all this kind of fun stuff. And I'm glad. It's fun that I get to be put in this seat because, again, I get a newfound, you know, view of what it's like to be a buyer and seller in this crazy market. And it really makes me really, like, just understand that this market is nuts. And I feel bad for people who are, like, you know, totally qualified, ready to make their move. Again, I guess my last tip. Oh, thanks. Congrats on the new home. It's gonna be great. And this blue wall, funny as it is, my new office has a blue wall. So I don't know if you're gonna see the blue wall, but I'm gonna do some cool stuff. The YouTube studio is gonna develop and grow. It's gonna be really, really fun. You're probably gonna see some like wood paneling, a nice build, big bright Sacramento or something back there in neon. I'm gonna probably, you know, just do some other stuff. I wanna really bring the experience of Sacramento to everyone who watches this show. I want to give you a little bit of a sneak peek as to what you can expect if you're someone in the Bay Area and someone told you, hey, I've moved to Sacramento, I really, really love it. I want to be the welcome mat to people so they can kind of gauge on like what cool businesses are out here, cool people are out here, things to do, fun thing, all that stuff. So I really, really would love that to be something that we incorporate onto this channel. Like I said, guys, I'm super excited also because now I'm on Spotify. So if you guys haven't subscribed to Spotify yet, there is a link down there and it's cool. And like I said, guys, again, I do text alerts to a lot of people if they want to when I go live on Wednesdays and when I go live on Monday with Aaron. And it's been great. So guys, tonight I'm going to sign off. I really appreciate you guys taking the time. Next week, I should have a little bit more details on that Loomis community being developed out by Black Pines. I'm going to also bring you about 3 other new communities that I've heard of. I'll see if I can get some intel on that as well. I'm also probably going to do some footage on North Lake over in Natomas by Lennar. And I'm going to talk about maybe some areas that I would suggest to look in if you're looking at various price points, like, you know, for something under 400, under 600, under 800, and some new maybe luxury markets that are hitting over 1 million that, in my opinion, could be really a good buy. So that's going to be next week. Like I said, guys, hit that like button, subscribe, share the video. This channel is doing amazing, and it's because of you guys. So until next time, I am out of here. Have a beautiful night. I'm going to be changing, getting comfortable, signing papers. And until next time, guys, this is Mark. Oh, hey, Carlos. Oh, yeah, Carlos, I am so excited, man. Seriously, like, Carlos, you will be off the wait list before you know it. Yeah, I'm excited for your house. And Carlos, this is going to be good, man. Carlos is one of my K-Hoff people who is super excited about Antolia. So I'm excited for you, Carlos. And when you move in, I got a nice welcome home present for you. Sitting over there. It's really, really good. All right, guys, until next time, this is Mark. Have a good one. And I will see you Monday at 5:30 and then Wednesday at 5:32. Remember, guys, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. Guess what, guys? The video just ended. But don't worry, we have more videos just like that one right over there. And if you missed that red subscribe button during the course of the video, we got you covered right there. Hit that subscribe button. We promise to bring you some amazing content. We won't let you down. Now, if you're looking for a team in the Sacramento metro area to work with, we'd love to talk to you one-on-one. We always include a Zoom link down below. So book a time where we can talk to you a little one-on-one, find out exactly what